Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 13, 1805. Pausing at a hot springs. Clark leads the party today through very difficult terrain for about 12 miles. They are moving slowly and deliberately, partly because of the trail, and partly because they're waiting for Captain Lewis to catch up to them. They discover hot springs along the way and stop to try the waters. Clark describes the day's discoveries.
A cloudy morning. Captain Lewis and one of our guides lost their horses. Captain Lewis and four men detained to hunt the horses. I proceeded on with the party up the creek. At 2 miles, past several springs which I observed the deer, elk, etc., had made roads to, and below, one of the Indians had made a hole to bathe. I tasted this water and found it hot and not bad tasting. In further examination, I found this water nearly boiling hot at the places it spouted from the rocks, which had a hard, coarse grit and of great size, the rocks on the side of the mountain of the same texture. I put my finger in the water, at first could not bear it. As several roads led from these springs in different directions, my guide took a wrong road and took us out of our route 3 miles through intolerable rout. After falling into the right road, I proceeded on through tolerable route for about 4 or 5 miles and halted to let our horses graze, as well as wait for Captain Lewis, who has not yet come up. The pine country, falling timber, etc., continues. This creek is very much dammed up with the beaver, but we can see none. Dispatched 2 men back to hunt Captain Lewis's horse after he came up, and we proceeded over a mountain to the head of the creek, which we left to our left, and at 6 miles from the place I nooned it. We fell on a small creek from the left, which passes through open glades, some of which a 1/2 mile wide. We proceeded down this creek about 2 miles to where the mountains closed on either side, crossing the creek several times and encamped. 1 deer and some pheasants killed this morning. I shot 4 pheasants of the common kind, except the tail was black. The road over the last mountain was thick, steep, and stony as usual. After passing the head of Traveler's Rest Creek, the road was very fine, level, open, and firm. Some mountains in view to the southeast and southwest covered with snow. Captain William Clark, September 13, 1805.
The hot springs Clark described are known today as the Lolo Hot Springs in Missoula County, Montana. They emerge from granite rocks of the Cretaceous Age Idaho batholith, which contact rocks of the Precambrian Belt group. The temperature of this hot springs has been measured at 111 degrees Fahrenheit, according to Moulton's footnotes. After leaving the hot springs, the party crossed the present-day Montana-Idaho border, went down Pack Creek, and camped at the lower end of Packer's Meadows. The 4 pheasants of the common kind, except the tail was black, which Clark shot here, were actually the spruce grouse, unknown to science at that time. Tomorrow, crossing the Bitterroots.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.